information, but there's no proof. In the paper today, tales of Warren and Wise, but you turn right over to the TV page.
WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Vice President Harris today campaigns in Pittsburgh.
Today, Harris will outline her economic policies, pushing what she calls an opportunity economy, offering financial assistance to homebuyers and expanding the child tax credit. One new analysis shows just how tight this race could be in the Electoral College, predicting this could be the closest presidential election since 1876.
ABC's Perry Russum. In Savannah, Georgia, Tuesday, former President Trump pledged to stop U.S. businesses from shipping jobs overseas and to take other countries' jobs, relying heavily on sweeping tariffs. In Springfield, Ohio, a nonprofit organization representing the Haitian community filed a criminal complaint against Trump and J.D. Vance over debunked claims about migrants. Now 65-mile-an-hour tropical storm Helene is about to break out into the Gulf of Mexico and then strengthen into a hurricane, landfall tomorrow night somewhere in Florida's Big Bend region.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ahlen. Monroe County officials filed charges in a decades-old homicide. District Attorney Kevin Corninger announces Tuesday 60-year-old Michael Popp will face murder charges in the 1985 death of Terry Dalloway. DNA evidence on Dalloway's body at the time of her death was linked to Popp last year. A number of Wisconsin communities are getting grant money to combat PFAS contamination. Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Natural Resources announced nearly $460,000 in grants to fight PFAS and manganese contamination in the state's smaller public water systems. And during a congressional hearing Tuesday on federal welfare reform, Brett Favre dropped a bombshell. The former Packers quarterback revealed he'd recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Favre was on Capitol Hill to testify about welfare reform. He was at the heart of a welfare scandal in Mississippi. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to feel a lot more like summer than fall here for the next few days. Today, sunny. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon with just a light northwesterly breeze. Tonight, clear 50. Tomorrow, sunshine 78. We're going to stay partly cloudy with highs in the mid to upper 70s right on through the weekend. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-963-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. It's 8:05 on Wednesday morning. It is More Music Mornings with Dave. Here is Prince, When Doves Cry, on Max FM.
Max FM.
And you said you had to get your laundry clean. girl like you.
Drag me under
if I need another girl like you.
I will tell her
never want another girl like you.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Matthew Wilder, Break My Stride. That is one of my favorite songs, and yes, I was singing along to it. Luckily, I had my microphone turned down, so no one was subjected to that. So yeah, one of these days, that's going to slip up. That's a given. And we do not record outtakes here. We don't want those going on either. So I don't think we do anyways. I better check with one of the bosses on that. Okay, we've heard back from the city of Baraboo. Water Street will be closed from East Street to Washington Avenue for a water and sewer connection to the Circus World property. During this time, traffic will be routed on East Street to 8th Street, 33, back to Washington Avenue and vice versa. This closure is expected to last 2 days, which is today and tomorrow the 26th. If they can get it opened up sooner, they will let us all know. So again, Water Street is closed. There's some sewer connections being done to the Circus World property, and that is why it's closed for the next 2 days. We do have this over on the Max FM Facebook page for anyone that needs to know about it. We have a map of the closure as well, so go over there if you want to see what's going on. Since I was on social media again this morning, yeah, don't tell my boss, please. Everyone's asking about what does this mean, a billboard on Highway 33 heading to Baraboo from Portage. And there's been a lot of questions about this. Multiple people have asked about this new billboard. And this was a screen print that was created in collaboration with Andrea Carlson. And it features part of Man Mound right here from Baraboo. And that is what it's about. It is not about anything else. If you Google Andrea Carlson, you will find out what that billboard means. There's no other weird meanings to it or anything along those lines. I've seen almost daily posts about this on social media, so wanted to talk about that briefly. We should talk about our weather. It is beautiful out there today. It's a great week. I cannot believe how nice it is. I had the windows open today, enjoying this. Today, we're looking at sunny with a high of 75. Tonight, it will be clear, a low of 49. Tomorrow morning, we may have a little bit of fog in the morning. It will turn sunny with a high of 78. Everyone wants to know about Friday is homecoming parade. It's going to be mostly sunny, a high of 78. Speaking of the homecoming parade, we will have that on the Max FM Facebook page right around 3:30 on Friday, and then the Baraboo football game homecoming, that'll be at 7 p.m. right here on 99.7 Max FM. We have Ben Bromley and Brandon Wagner on the call for that. Looking ahead at the weekend forecast, Saturday will be sunny with a high of 78. Sunday, sunny with a high of 77. So it's going to be a beautiful weekend, not feeling like fall at all. So get out and enjoy the weather. Currently, it is 50 degrees. Now, you heard in the state news that there's some things going on with Brett Favre. And, you know, he was testifying yesterday, so we should talk about this. Brett Favre revealed yesterday that he has Parkinson's disease. Brett was testifying before Congress yesterday about a welfare fraud scandal that he's caught up in. He's not actually facing any charges, and he's already repaid more than $1 million in funds that were allegedly misspent. Favre says he was a victim too. He was scammed by a biotech company with ties to the case that claimed to be developing a concussion drug. Favre said it was a cause near and dear to his heart, even though, quote, "It's too late for me. I've recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's." Favre turns 55 next month. He played 20 years in the NFL, mostly with the Green Bay Packers. It's not clear that his condition, though, was caused by concussions. The Parkinson Foundation said scientists believe it is caused by a combination of genetic and environmental factors, which could include head injuries. So yes, that was announced yesterday while he was testifying on Capitol Hill. So very sorry to hear that's what's going on in his world. That is never a good thing. And he did have a long career with the Packers, and there's no two ways about that. And, you know, we appreciate the time he was with us. I want to talk about something that's very important tomorrow to 99.7 Max FM and Weicker Realty at Cosmic Karma Crystals, Baraboo State Bank, and Teal Plastics. Going to be having our third annual Requestathon. This is going to benefit Hope House of South Central Wisconsin tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. We will be taking your requests and playing songs from any genre, any format, or a year. Just a $5 donation. If you want to make a dedication, that's a $10 donation. Or if you want to replace someone else's request immediately with your request, that's just $25. All donations go directly to Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. We thank our sponsors, Baraboo State Bank, Teal Plastics, Cosmic Karma Crystals, and Weichert Realty. That'll be here on 99.7 Max FM. If you're not near your radio, you can stream us live. Also, download the free Civic Media app to take us with you wherever you go. So we want you to join us tomorrow. It is always a fun day. It supports a great cause. We enjoy playing all the different music that you can even think of. So you start thinking about what you want to hear. It is your day tomorrow to choose what we have on the radio. You don't get to do that too often. Right now, that's once a year. We're talking about maybe doing something maybe in January or February as well to kind of change things up in the winter a little bit for another organization. So we're still looking at that. So please join us tomorrow for the Hope House Radio Requestathon. Starts at 7 a.m. We're scheduled to go until 4 p.m. If we still have requests coming in, we're going to play those. Last night we had Dancing with the Stars, and Reginald Val Johnson, he paid tribute to Die Hard and Bruce Willis on Dancing with the Stars last night. He said, quote, "Willis was very kind to me in my first major role. I thanked him for that. I always will. He was on Family Matters, and last night on Dancing with Stars, he played tribute to that role and his co-star Bruce Willis. He and his partner danced to the Paso Doble of Beethoven's Ode to Joy, which was used in the movie. And his squad car was parked right on the dance floor. It was the old school squad car. He ended the dance with Bruce's famous line, 'Welcome to the party, pal.' Val Johnson said, quote, 'It was my first big film I was in. It was an experience I'll never forget. And Willis was so kind to him.' And that was just, it was amazing to see that dance last night. If you did not see Dancing with the Stars last night, you can go look at that video on YouTube. He did a great job with the tribute. His dancing would be about right in line with my dancing. Actually, it was better than my dancing. I can honestly say that. I cannot dance. Anyone that's seen me attempt to dance knows that's the case. I will never be on Dancing with the Stars, and that's not on my bucket list either, so no one get any ideas of that. No one really knows me, so that's a good thing as well, right?
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Whether you're taking a break from work or catching up with friends, we got the perfect spread waiting for you. Hi, this is Jess of the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch. And join us from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Thursday and treat yourself to a mid-afternoon feast where you get to enjoy our delicious buffet with a drink for only $9.99. The special runs through the end of September, so we look forward to see all of you there at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with 99.7 Max FM.
Listen to Max FM while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Just download the Civic Media app and listen at 7-Eleven 1 and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest with 99.7 Max FM. Sponsored locally by Shields Fireside Hearth and Home of Baraboo, State Farm Insurance Agent Chris Stanton in Baraboo, and Sagna Fjord Winery of Wisconsin Dells.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Graham with you is 8:25 on Wednesday mornings. It is More Music Mornings with Dave. Here is Tommy Two-Tone on Max FM.
Saw your name and number. Oh.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Wednesday morning. It is 8:28 on Wednesday. Jenny has his number. Apparently, someone has my number as well. We'll talk about that in just a second. Yes, my phone was ringing here. I answered it. It had no caller ID. We'll talk about it in just a second. Kind of an interesting story, and we'll get a few good laughs out of it. A couple things we do want to talk about this morning, though. We have received word that Water Street will be closed from East Street to Washington Avenue for a water and sewer connection to the Circus World property. During this time, traffic is being routed to East Street to 8th Street slash 33 back to Washington Avenue and vice versa. This closure is expected to last for 2 days, which will be today and tomorrow. If they do get that road opened up sooner, we will let everyone know about that. You can go over to the Max FM Facebook page. We have this information over there as well with a map of the closure. Also tomorrow, the Baraboo Sewer Utility will be repairing a sewer main, and that's going to be on West Street. So West Street will be closed between 8th Avenue and 9th Avenue. That's from 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's that time of year when a lot of things are getting worked on. And so just be aware of those. We'll have those on the Max FM Facebook page as well. And, you know, I can see the construction project in front of the building is going pretty well. I've been out there kind of seeing that as it progresses. We have sidewalk back in front of our building, so I'm happy about that. So anyone that's coming in there tomorrow for the Hope House Radio Request-a-thon, you can use the front door, and we have sidewalk. You can park in the back parking lot, though, because you can't come in the other way. Interesting enough, though, I did see someone driving down the closed road last night, so don't go down closed roads. That's just going to get you into a lot of trouble. So, speaking of trouble, while I'm on the air here, my cell phone rings, and it says no caller ID, and I'm a little confused as to who would be calling me with no caller ID. You know me, I got to answer the phone, and I was hoping they would do this with me while I was on air, because I would have a little bit of fun with this, as I usually do. So, I get a call this morning, just a few minutes ago, in his Publisher's Clearinghouse. They were letting me know I won $6.1 million. And, you know, I was very excited about that with them. And I just said, holy crap, that's amazing. And next thing you know, click, they hung up on me. So I don't think I won $6.1 million. And the weird part with that is I never entered into anything with Publisher's Clearinghouse as well. So not sure where that guy was headed with that one. He actually hung up on me this morning, to say the least. Very disappointed. So I guess I'll still be working tomorrow. And, you know, those are scams. That's what it comes down to. So be very cautious of those. If you get those calls, I would recommend just hanging up on them. If I get them while I'm on air, I will share them with you. And I do have a lot of fun with those calls. Anyone that knows me can attest to that. I would have to clean up my routine a little bit for that, though, just because some of those things we cannot have on the air. So, yeah, very interesting call this morning. Something else that kind of intrigues me. We have a Springer Spaniel, and he's going to be 5 years old in November. He's a very active dog. Now, he does sleep in the bed with us. We let him share the bed with us, or let him take up a good chunk of it. Now, he does something that's kind of interesting. I've never had a dog do this. He wants to go sleep under the covers, which I've seen dogs that do this. However, he won't go under there by himself. What he does is he will come up and sit on me. I'm not kidding you. I'm sound asleep. He sits on my back. Yes, I sleep on my stomach. I know my chiropractors are cringing right now as I say that, but that is how I sleep. So Stout sits on my back, and then he tries to get under the covers. And if he's not successful in doing so, which he does not try very hard, he will smack Wendy or try to get her attention. Now, if she doesn't lift the covers up for him to go under there, he will smack her. I've seen him haul off and just whack her in the back of the head because he wants to go under the covers. I've never seen a dog do this. So if anyone has a dog that does this, text me on our text line and let me know about that. It's something I'm curious about. I don't know why he can't just sleep down by her feet like a good dog, but yeah, that's what he does. And it doesn't matter how cold or warm it is either. That's the other thing that we've noticed. It can be a very warm day. He's going to go sleep under the covers. I don't mind him sleeping down there when it's cold out, because then he keeps us nice and warm. During the winter, we keep our house pretty cool. So yeah, If you have a dog that does that, text me on our text line, 608-355-9970. Or if you know why a dog would do that, I'm kind of curious what they're thinking. We never know what those pets are thinking. That's kind of the funny part. Coming up, we will have a look at sports as brought to you by Napa Autopilots of Baraboo. We're going to have a look at weather. We will have the Stray Cats on Max FM.
It's grape season at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Come pick your own grapes, perfect for jellies, juice, wine, or just to enjoy fresh off the vine. While you're there, browse the selection of apples and bakery treats, and don't forget to grab some fresh apple cider. Oakwood Fruit Farm is your go-to for fall flavors and fun. They're open 9 to 5, 7 days a week, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and enjoy the harvest.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
A pair of dominating quarterback performances to close out week three of the NFL season last night. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. In Buffalo, Josh Allen tossing four touchdown passes for the Bills in their 47-2 beatdown of the Jaguars. The Bills are now 3-0. Meanwhile, Jaden Daniels completing 91% of his passes for 254 yards and two touchdowns. He also ran for a score as Washington knocked off the Bengals 38-33 in Cincinnati. The Packers are off today. They'll resume workouts tomorrow, getting ready for the Vikings in an NFC North battle at Lambeau Field. No word yet on whether or not Jordan Love will return to the lineup. The Vikings breathing a sigh of relief themselves on Monday after learning that their quarterback Sam Darnold's left knee is not seriously injured. Tests revealed a bruise but no structural damage. He'll start against the Packers on Sunday. Phillies clinched the National League East title for the first time since 2011 with a 6-2 win over the Cubs. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It is going to feel a lot more like summer than fall here for the next few days. Today, sunny. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon with just a light northwesterly breeze. Tonight, clear 50. Tomorrow, sunshine 78. We're going to stay partly cloudy with highs in the mid to upper 70s right on through the weekend. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-963-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
99.7. With my tail in the air. Stray cat strut, I'm a
sweet cat.
I'm a feeling Casanova. Hey,
man, that's that.
Get a shoe thrown at me from a mean old man. Get my dinner from a garbage can. Thank you.
next
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It is More Music Mornings with Dave on Max FM. We got Men at Work with Down Under.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? Where women glow and men blunder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under. Peter's low and mentioned her. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
Maximum Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. It's 8:43 on Wednesday morning. I was waiting to hear back from Publishers Clearinghouse after they suddenly disconnected from me, and still no word on that $6.1 million for some reason, I don't think I'm going to get that phone call back. So a little disappointed on that, actually. Not really, because that's a scam waiting to happen. Again, if that ever happens while I'm on air with you, I'm going to string them along. As long as we can keep it clean, we'll play it on the radio. All right, we need to look at our calendar days. There's a lot of different days today. It is World Pharmacist Day today, so we thank all those pharmacists. They definitely keep us well taken care of. It is also Research Administrators Day, so all those people that put in the hard work to conduct important research, today is your day. Also, it is One Hit Wonder Day. You ever wondered how you know the lyrics to songs that have been around longer than you have? Some of those are just kind of funny. We've had some movies about that as well, and like Dexy's Midnight Runners, they're a one-hit wonder, and it's just one of those songs you know all the words to. It is National Yoga Fit Day, so get those mats ready for National Yoga Fit Day and get that physical and mental fitness. As I'm sitting here looking at the picture of this, yeah, I will not be doing yoga. You would have to try to get me back up off the floor. I know there's been some jokes about me and Corey Hartman doing yoga. Yeah, we're not going to be two guys that do yoga whatsoever. It is National Women's Health and Fitness Day as well. National Tune-Up Day, and that is preparing your house for the cold winter months. It is almost the end of September, so it is time to get those preparations underway. I know we have a few things that we need to do as well. This one's a little bit on the gross side. It is National Roadkill Day. It's just, you know, you see that along the roads here in Wisconsin. Wendy and I usually have a contest of which animals we see the most of. There was a lot of raccoons the last time we were doing this, so, and that follows right into National Psychotherapy Day. We maybe need a little bit of help with that one as well. Now, one of my favorites is National Quesadilla Day. Get those plates and forks ready as we celebrate this delicious Mexican dish. I love a good quesadilla. It's National Food Service Workers Day, so visit your local restaurant and show your appreciation for the staff that does it all. They're very hardworking people. It goes right along with National Cooking Day. Slow down and enjoy preparing your own food and enjoy eating it. I enjoy food, period. I don't care where it comes from. National Comic Book Day. It's a bird. It's a plane. Oh, wait, it is National Comic Book Day. It is Math Storytelling Day. And, you know, this is one of those that a lot of people enjoy. It is Binge Watch Day, so get ready for a lazy day. Grab some popcorn snacks and watch those shows. One of my other favorites that I saw on here, it is National Lobster Day. Oh, my goodness. Who doesn't love some good lobster? You know, you can put that in all sorts of recipes or have it by itself. And there's a lobster mac and cheese I hear out there. I have never tried that. That is something that's definitely on my list of things to try. Something that sounds very delicious. And I love myself a good mac and cheese as well. So throw a little bit of lobster in there. That just sounds like something that I would enjoy. Also, it's National Daughters Day. So if you have a daughter out there, today is the day to celebrate all of them as well. Before I forget, shop local, say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Today and today only, it's our big deal of the day. $20 certificate to Little Market and More. Today only, $10. No code required. Take a trip to Little Market More to find delicious produce, flowers, crafts, and more. Go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Add Little Market and More into your cart. It's $10 only today, a $20 certificate, half off, and no code, so we can't make it any simpler than that. Also, as a reminder, Water Street is closed for a detour today. We have that information up on our Facebook page. We know that that's a detour route as well as the Highway 33 reconstruction project, so we want to make sure people know about that. Also, West Street will be closed tomorrow between 8th and 9th Avenue for sewer utility repairs, so be prepared for that if you live in that area. Again, it's that time of year when all these projects are coming together. We appreciate all the hard work that goes into getting those done. It is our statewide green and gold texting contest as well. We will have another keyword at 11 a.m. today, 1 p.m. this afternoon, and 4 p.m., so tune in for those. Our grand prize is indoor club-level seats to see the green and the gold on December 23rd, taking on New Orleans. Get to watch that game indoors. So make sure you're listening at 11 a.m. for our next keyword of the day. We don't want you missing out on that. And then, of course, tomorrow, it is the big day. We are looking forward to this. You get to take over the airwaves tomorrow. We have 99.7 Max FM and Weikert Realty, Cosmic Karma Crystals, Baraboo State Bank, and Teal Plastics is having our third annual Radio Requestathon. This benefits Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. We start at 7 a.m. tomorrow. We'll go until 4 p.m. or later. We'll be taking your requests and playing songs from any genre, any format, any year. Just $5. If you want to make a dedication, that's $10. Or if you want to play someone else's request immediately with your request, that's just a $25 donation. All these donations go to Hope House of Central Wisconsin. We thank everyone that's going to be tuning in tomorrow. We thank Baraboo State Bank, Teal Plastics, Cosmic Karma Crystals, and of course, Weikert Realty. We're going to play almost anything. Again, the ground rules are nothing with foul language in that we can't play those songs. We could be playing country music. We could be playing Christmas music. We could be playing polka music. You get to choose what's on air. The other part of this, if it's a 12-minute song, we'll play part of that song, but we're not going to play all 12 minutes of it because we want to get other songs in tomorrow as well. So tune in at 7 a.m. We will have a link on our Facebook page before 7 o'clock tomorrow morning for making that donation and for making those requests. We will have Maddie Jones back tomorrow morning. We'll have Wendy in here. Aaron will be in here as well as possibly Corey Hartman. Still waiting to confirm that. You know, he's got a very busy schedule and we need to make sure his security detail is available as well. So we're looking forward to tomorrow. So something that's very near and dear to both Maddie and myself. We want to make sure we get all those music requests in. So start thinking about what you want to hear tomorrow. We're looking forward to that. Again, we'll play almost anything. And we should take a quick look at our weather today as well. It's going to be beautiful. I cannot stress that any more than what it is. Today, sunny, a high of 75. Tonight's going to get a little cool with the low of 49. Tomorrow morning, we may have a little bit of fog in the morning. It's going to turn sunny with a high of 78. On Friday, it's homecoming. It's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 78. No rain in the forecast at the moment, so that means it'll be a great time to go for that homecoming parade. We will televise that on the Max FM Facebook page right around 3:30 p.m. tomorrow. And then we have, of course, Thunderbirds football. They're going to be playing at home, homecoming game at 7 p.m. Ben Bromley on the call with Brandon Wagner. That'll be right here on Max FM. And then Saturday, sunny with a high of 78. Sunday, sunny with a high of 77. Currently, it's 54 degrees outside. Coming up, we're going to have Peter Gabriel on Max FM.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's hard to let go of these last warm days of summer. But soon, windows will need to close, furnaces will be firing up, and you'll find yourself enjoying a cup of hot cocoa while snuggling in front of a comfy fireplace. Cozy. So now is the perfect time to get an energy-efficient heat and glow insert from Shields Hearth and Home in Baraboo. Save $649 on your insert if you purchase before October 14th. Hurry in today to Shields Hearth and Home at 302 Lynn Street in Baraboo or head to ShieldsFiresideWI.com.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Lil Market and more. Take the trip to this rural Sauk City farm stand for delicious in-season produce, flowers, crafts, decor, local canned goods, and so much more. Friendly service and great prices for fresh produce at this country farm stand that is a breath of fresh air. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Yeah.
maximum music. Max FM.
More 99.7 Max FM.